The name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today we celebrate the eve of the feast of the patron saint of this church, Saint Mary Magdalene. And I want tonight to reflect on the life of Saint Mary Magdalene as a model servant. We know from the Bible about her service to the Lord Jesus Christ, and as Saint Luke mentioned in his Gospel in chapter 8, now it came to pass afterwards that he went through every city and village preaching and bringing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God. And 12 were with him, and certain women who had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom had come 7 demons, and Joanna, of wife of Uzziah, Herod steward, and Susanna, and many others who provided for him from their substance. So from this also, Saint Mark and Saint Matthew, they mentioned about the woman who came from, when they spoke about the woman at the cross, who came with the Lord from the Galilee and who ministered to him. And from that, we see that is among those who accompanied the Lord Jesus Christ, not only the 12 apostles, but also a group of women who went with him from village to village and from city to city. And for them, it was a training and job, that is, they are trained by seeing the Lord Jesus Christ, listening to his preaching, watching his miracles, watching how he's dealing with the people. And also because the service which was offered was offered to men and women, and from the beginning, especially in the Jewish society, that is the service offered to the woman to be done by woman, which the church kept by having the rank of deaconesses to help the priests, the bishops, in serving the woman. Saint Mary also is mentioned about her that she was sick and she was possessed by 7 demons, and the Lord healed her. And this healing led to change in her life, that is to follow the Lord Jesus Christ, to believe in him and to believe in his mission, and to continue. And she used what she had, whether her talents, her young age, her energy, but also her money. It seemed it was a rich woman, and she was among the other women, rich woman, who helped in supporting the small community of the Lord and his disciples, and maybe also in fulfilling or helping for the need of the people. When we go further in the Gospel, we find Saint Mary Magdalene among the women who stood by the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. And in the Gospel of Saint Matthew, it is mentioned that many women who followed Jesus from Galilee, ministering to him, were there looking on from afar, among whom were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Luther, and the mother of the son of Zebedee. And St. John in his Gospel mentioned again Mary Magdalene, and also mentioned St. Mary, the mother of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when the Lord Jesus Christ taking care of his mother, and he entrusted St. John to take care of her. Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Cleopas, and Mary Magdalene. And also, yani, the presence of Saint Mary Magdalene at the cross, showing many of her virtues. Number one, her great love to the Lord Jesus Christ, that she followed him until the end. In the time of most of the apostles, they left him and escaped. Only John, who remained on the cross. It was not an easy thing for her to see the Lord in this condition, as it was also difficult for Saint Mary, the mother of the Lord. But also it showed her courage, because could they turn against them as followers of the Lord Jesus Christ? And also it showed his loyalty to the Lord Jesus Christ until the end. And also it is mentioned that she watched the burial of the Lord. She watched Nicodemus and Joseph when they buried the Lord Jesus Christ. Then we come, of course, what make Mary Magdalene so famous, that is her witness to the resurrection of the Lord. And I will not go to you in details about the many visits the woman did to the tomb to witness to the resurrection of the Lord. Because when we read the four Gospels, all of them mentioning about the visits, various kind of visits, but what is common among all of them, that is Mary Magdalene, the common persons which is mentioned in all the stories of the visits to the tomb in the early time of Sunday was Mary Magdalene. But because of that, these visits showed her strength and her weakness too. It showed her strength, that is, to love the Lord and wait until it is allowed for her to go, because it was the Sabbath and it was not allowed to them to move after until the beginning of a new day, after the sunset and after the night. That's why they waited, and they could not do anything on Saturday until the end of the Sabbath, and then be able. So Mary Magdalene was among the first who went. And if we go to the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 28, now after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and other Mary came to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. Then I move to what the angel told Mary. But the angel answered and said to the woman, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said, come see the place where the Lord lay. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and indeed he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you." So from that, they saw the empty tomb. They met with the angel, and the angel told them to go and tell the disciples to go to Galilee, that is, the Lord will see them. Not only that, when we read chapter 28 from the Gospel of St. Matthew, we find that is the Lord himself met them. When we go further, and as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, "Rejoice." So they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brethren, go to the Galilee, and there they will see me." Now, while they were going, then something happened. If we go to the Gospel of St. Luke about what was the reaction of the disciple when the woman told them, and how they did not believe them for what they mentioned to them. And this is important to understand why St. Mary Magdalene, it changed it. Because we see at the beginning she believed, she heard from the angel, she heard from the Lord Jesus Christ, and she went with the other woman to the disciples. But when we look to the Gospel of St. Luke, that is chapter 24, and it was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and other women with them who told these things to the apostles about the resurrection of the Lord. And their words seemed to them like idle tales. They did not believe them. Yani, they went, told the disciples, and they don't believe. Imagination for them. At the same time, the Jews give the soldier money and told them to spread a story that is the disciple came while the soldier was sleeping and they stole the body. And then this story of stealing the body become spread, and it affected Mary Magdalene. That's why when we go to the Gospel of St. John in chapter 20, Mary Magdalene, when she went to the disciple, she didn't tell them the Lord rose from the dead. She said something different. And she ran and came to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and said to them, "They have taken away the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have led him." لأن عايزكم تخلوا بالكم من الحتة دي، إنه قديسة مريم المجدلية مع النسوة راحوا الأول للقبر، وحسب إنجيل متى إن هي ومريم الأخرى، وغالبا مريم الأخرى دي هي العذراء، لأنه ما خدوش معهم طيب. العذراء طبعا مش بقولها، كان هتاخد معها طيب تكفل المسيح، لأن كان عندها إيمان بالقيامة. المهم ان هم راحوا، الملاك قال لهم وطمنهم وقال لهم روحوا قولوا للتلاميذ. طبعا في الاناجيل الاخرى نسوة اخرى ذهبنا، لان طبعا هم النسوة ما راحوش مع بعض، لان كان صعب ان هم يتجمعوا في مكان، فراحوا كل واحدة من بيتها. يعني why these different visits, because all these women They didn't gather in one place زي ما انتوا كده تجمعوا رايحين مثلا مكان، لا، هما كل واحدة راحت، اثنين من هنا ثلاثة من هنا، وبعدين اتجمعوا هناك. فطبعا they arrived in different time. لكن الحتة المهمة هنا انه مريم المجدلية الملاك قال لها روح يقول للتلاميذ، والمسيح نفسه قابلها وهي ومريم أمسكوا بقدميه وقال لهم روحوا قولوا للتلاميذ. ففعلا راحوا، فالتلاميذ بدل ما يصدقوا الكلام ده بتاع النسوة قالوا لهم ايه ده الكلام اللي انتوا بتقولوه ده، اكيد ان حاجات بتتخيلوا. في نفس الوقت كان ابتدت تنتشر الإشاعة بتاعت ان التلاميذ جم وصدقوا الجسد. الإشاعة دي انتشرت جدا، يعني لدرجة ان أثرت في مريم المجدلية. عشان كده لما جت المرة اللي بعديها زي ما مذكور في إنجيل يوحنا، ما قالتش للتلاميذ إن المسيح قال، قالت لهم الحقوا دول خدوا الجسد وأنا مش عارفين إحنا وضعوه فيه. يعني قالت لهم القصة اللي جددوها الجنود. So we reach here, that is to see why this change happened in Mary Magdalene. Why she firstly believed and she went to the disciples, and later on her mind changed because of this rumors which spread. And when she told this to the disciple, Peter went out and John, and they went and saw the tomb and they believed. But she remained there. She remained there. And then we know the story how two angels appeared to her, and the Lord Jesus Christ also appeared again to Mary Magdalene, but she did not recognize him. And when he said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" She, supposing him to be the gardener, said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." So Jesus said to her, "Mary." And she turned and said to him, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, and to my God and to your God." And Mary came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that he had spoken these things to her. After the ascension of the Lord, Mary Magdalene remained with the other woman, as it's mentioned of the book of Acts, that is the disciples and the other woman, including Mary, the mother of the Lord, until the coming of the Holy Spirit on them. And we don't have in the Bible about Saint Mary and what happened for her, but the tradition of the church in telling that she continued in her service, and she went to Italy, especially in Rome, and she went to the emperor Tiberius, and according to the tradition, to witness to the Lord, she offered to him an egg, which is the symbol of life. And in the Orthodox, in the Eastern Orthodox tradition, they refer eating eggs and distributing eggs on the Easter to Mary Magdalene. That is, she went with egg and she offered to the emperor and telling him about the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. But definitely, she served on Rome, and some of the interpreter of the Bible, they refer to what St. Paul in his letter to the Romans mentioned in chapter 16. In chapter 16, verse 6, greet Mary who labored much for us. سلموا على مريم التي تعبت لأجلنا كثيرا. في رسالة روميا صح 16 عدد 6. Romans 16:6. Some they say this Mary, it's reference to Mary Magdalene, that is, she went, because the tradition is telling that is she served on Rome until the coming of St. Peter and St. Paul, and she helped St. Paul during these 2 years he spent, which is mentioned in the book of Acts, and after that she went to Ephesus, where she died there. So we see in Mary Magdalene as example of the service with the Lord Jesus Christ, service until the end, being at or by the cross, serving at to carry the good news about the resurrection. And the uniqueness of Mary Magdalene, that is, she is the one who entrusted by the angel and by the Lord Jesus Christ to carry the good news to the apostles. That's why in the church tradition, see, sometimes they call the equal to the apostles. Sometimes she called the apostle to the apostles. The, رسول اللي أرسلت إلى الرسل, because she was sent by the Lord Jesus Christ to the apostles to tell them. Of course, the Lord could find other way to tell the disciple, but he entrusted her to go and tell about resurrection of the Lord. We see her as a good servant, but also we see her weakness and her, and how the doubt came to her, and how this doubt led her to be rebuked by the Lord Jesus Christ when he asked her not to cling to him, because in her mind he not yet ascended to believe in his resurrection and his divinity. فالقديسة مريم المجدلية اللي احنا بنحتفل النهاردة بعيدها بنرى فيها مثال للخادمة المقدسة طاهرة, وتورينا برضو أهمية دور المرأة في الخدمة. It shows also the role of the woman in the service and how the Lord allowed him to serve him and to serve with him and entrusted here with a certain mission, as we mentioned. That's why also in the tradition of the church she was ordained a deaconess, like Phoebe, when in the early time, in the time of the apostle, with the rank of deaconesses to help in serving the world. فزي ما بقول ان احنا بنشوف فيها الخادمة المباركة اللي حبت السيد المسيح حب عميق, حب روحي. طبعا للأسف ان بعض الستوريز especially the gnostics الاناجيل الغنوسية اللي هي غير مقبولة, طبعا بتحكي قصص خيالية, لكن احنا بنرى فيها مثال للإنسانة اللي تعلقت بالمسيح في حب مقدس طاهر, مثل تعلق النفس بالرب وظلت أمينة لي, مش بس لحد ما السيد المسيح صلب وقام, لكن أيضا صلت أمينة للخدمة حتى التقت بالرب مرة أخرى حينما فرقت روحها الطاهرة جسدها وانتهت حياتها على الأرض لتبدأ حياة تتشفع فينا وتصلي لأجلنا جميعا. فنرجو كده أن بركة القديسة مريم المجدلية تكون معنا, وإن شاء الله كده تكون الخدمة هنا يعني فيها نمو, بعد ما بيبقى عندكم 2 كهنة, وربنا يكون معاكم ويبارك دايما في الخدمة, وكل سنة طيبين جميعا, ولله المجد الدائم للأبد.